just want to say, on behalf of the Our World's Not For Sale Network, that we're very happy. Obviously, you recognize by my accent that I'm not from Australia, I'm from Canada. I'm based in Canada, facilitating the coordination of the Our World's Not For Sale Network, G20 Stream. We've been organizing and supporting country summits, or G20 People Summits, since Toronto, Seoul, in Mexico, in France, in Russia last year, and this year in Brisbane. Our goal, obviously, is and we are very happy to observe the leadership that the community, RISCAN and other groups have put together to create a space for the people to discuss, debate, and we're happy to be here also internationally to share our experiences, learn from people's experiences here in Brisbane, in the region of Queensland, and also in Australia. What I want to make clear in our standpoint has been that the G20 is not legitimate. We don't agree that 20 countries or so leave out more than 175 countries of the discussions, not to say that they leave out the discussion of the peoples. I'm going to talk about, for example, my own government from Canada has no mandate to come here, right, from our people to discuss and adopt, right, policy orientations with his fellow leaders of state to implement policies that have proven that are false solutions to the crisis. The G20 was born in 2008, you remember, out of the crisis, a financial crisis that obviously was much more than financial crisis. That was environmental crisis, food crisis, energy crisis, economic crisis, social crisis. And 6 years since 2008, nothing has been done. It's time for us, really, to make clear that the policies that our governments are implementing don't work for the peoples. What we want to do, what we need, is really a system change. And we're here to debate about this, engage with Australians, be part of the Australian struggle, but also engage Australians in our global struggles against free trade agreements. We'll hear our leaders, right, to promote more and more free trade. Free trade, since 25 years, I'm well placed to testify by it, because we were the ones that signed the first free trade agreement, the NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. The impact has been massive for our peoples, from our workers, for our women, for our engineers, for the environment as such. It hasn't delivered the results that up to their promises. So it's really time to talk about different solutions. We're against market-based solutions on climate, for example. We think that we need to rethink, shift. I really like the imaging of this, right? The 1%, the 99%, and shifting down, right, the project of our societies. We'll hear the leaders, so to talk about more free trade, we say free trade doesn't work. Maybe the Premier of Australia will take advantage of the G20 to legitimize his own austerity measures, right? Through public-private partnerships. It's proven everywhere, and that's why we're coming together as a global movement against the results of public-private partnership. It's essentially a process of privatization of social services, of public services, social program. It doesn't work for the people. We talk about tax avoidance. The G20 leaders will probably agree again, but let's see how far that they need to fight against tax evasion. But for what, when they implement austerity measures on the other side? So we need really to confront, make the peoples, and happy to see medias here, to allow the peoples to voice out their outrage. And talking about outrage, I won't be silent about how outrageous has been the buildup of the climate that I'm observing here against civil liberties and human rights. We're observing that everywhere in the world, wherever leaders meet, right, in secret. And I think we need to oppose any restrictions to our right to voice out our concerns, debate, create a different world. And I finalized my intervention saying that what has been, let's say, the common element of the system that we are observing that doesn't work for the people has been the corporate capture of the global economy. What we see on the, in the G20 essentially is the P20 not only lobbying for their agenda, but defining the policy orientation of the G20. And that's a very big problem for us. We think that our leaders should listen to all actors, not only the business, right? Transnational corporation that have free access, whereas we're outside, behind fences, and the model that is implemented by the corporate vision of the world doesn't work for the people, so we need to denounce that. And happy to be here with sharing with our friends in Brisbane in Australia.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, we'll be having some people coming from Brazil, Chile, Canada, of course, Turkey, India, some people from Europe, from different sectors, from networks fighting against free trade in Brazil, unions from Europe, that will be participating inside official spaces like the L20, but also will be part of the People Summit. International unions, believe that, yes, they can have some inputs into official discussions, but also are part of the people's debating, so we're happy about that. We'll have presence from Russia, also from people we've been working with since last year, South Africa, logging in. So I think it's going to be interesting to share our visions in an international fashion. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.